Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 5, 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the actual reason as to why Nazis still exist, and why do they still hate the Jews? To state it concisely, it's because the Jews have not made any steps toward realizing their spiritual role, to unite, love your friend as yourself, and become a positive example of unity for humanity, a light unto nations. As human egoism, the desire to enjoy at the expense of others, grows from one day to the next, humanity increasingly suffers. The more humanity suffers, the more anti-Semitism increases and surfaces among people globally. How does this work? It is because the Jews became known as Jews by uniting as one man with one heart some 4,000 years ago in ancient Babylon. It was at that time that Abraham guided Babylonians from all walks of life to unite above the growing human ego that was causing problems in society, and to be a positive example of unity to all people. These people who implemented such unity became known as the Jews. The Hebrew word for Jew, Yehudi, comes from the word for united, Yehudi, Yaradevash, part 2, Drush number 2. Since then, the Jews lost consciousness of their spiritual unity, when they fell into the exile some 2,000 years ago, and developed among the nations of the world. Over the course of human development, the human ego has grown to a state where today, it is overblown and demanding correction. The symptoms of having a continuously growing yet uncorrected ego are the myriad problems and crises that the world experiences on all scales. Personal, for example, depression, loneliness, anxiety, stress, suicide, drug abuse, social, for example, social division, crime, war, poverty, unemployment, inequality, and ecological, for example, natural disasters, global warming, food insecurity. The demand for the ego's correction today coincides with the demand for unification above the division we experience in our world. Since the Jews failed to implement their spiritual unity, unity above egoism, and have it enter mainstream society, then Nazi and fascist versions of unity appear in society's fringes. The Nazi and fascist versions of unity are dangerous because they are not unity above egoism, but unity within egoism, that is the unity of one people against others. Last century, the climax of Nazism and anti-Semitism erupted in Nazi Germany, since Germany was the most developed country in the world at the time. Today, there is a strikingly similar tendency of rising Nazism and anti-Semitism that is headed toward a climax in the United States, Europe as well as all around the world, because of today's tight global interdependence and interconnectedness. Therefore, since the Jews have made no steps toward realizing the method for their and humanity's positive unification, the negative form of unity surfaces as Nazism. And Nazism is a force that indeed once again threatens to rise in its power and inflict much suffering upon the Jews if they again fail to bring unity to the world in time. The illusion of our world. Question: you called our world illusory. Why correct it if it is so? Answer: you are right, we do not correct it. We correct ourselves, our egoism. The world is in our perception as a reflection of our egoism. The world is what our ego draws for us. As soon as we begin to push our way through the world to the Creator, we will increasingly feel the upper world. We will begin to see within the framework of our world the acting forces of the upper world, and gradually our world will disappear from our perception. Its picture remains, but the forces that act behind it will increasingly manifest. Thus, our consciousness and attitude toward the world will begin to change. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 24th of March 2019.